And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 24th of December, 2010. It's Christmas Eve. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. It's the setting for the beginning of Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol, published in 1843, which begins, "Marley was dead to begin with." There's no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Scrooge signed it, and Scrooge's name was good upon change for anything he chose to put his hand to. Old Marley was as dead as a doornail. It's the birthday of the mystery writer Mary Higgins Clark, New York City, 1927, author of many suspense novels, each one of which has been a bestseller. Since the first one came out in 1974, she sold it to a publisher for $3,000. 3 months later, the paperback rights sold for $100,000, and her second novel brought in $1.5 million. Here's a poem for today by Toy Derricotte, "Christmas Eve, My Mother Dressing." My mother was not impressed with her beauty. Once a year she put it on like a costume, plaited her black hair, slick as corn silk, down past her hips, in one rope-thick braid, turned it carefully, hand over hand, and fixed it at the nape of her neck, stiff and elegant as a crown, with tortoise pins like huge insects, some belonging to her dead mother, some to my living grandmother. Sitting on the stool at the mirror, she applied a peachy foundation that seemed to hold her down, to trap her, as if we never would have noticed what flew among us unless it was weighted and bound in its mask. Vaseline shined her eyebrows, mascara blackened her lashes until they swept down like feathers. Her eyes deepened until they shone from far away. Now I remember her hands, her poor hands, which even then were old from scrubbing, whiter on the inside than they should have been, and hard, the first joints of her fingers, little fattened pads, the nails filed to sharp points like old-fashioned ink pens, painted a jolly color. Her hands stood next to her face and wanted to be put away, prayed for the scrub bucket and brush to make them useful. And as I write, I forget the years I watched her pull hairs like a witch from her chin, magnify every blotch as if acid were thrown from the inside. But once a year, my mother rose in her white silk slip, not the slave of the house, the woman, took the ironed dress from the hanger, allowing me to stand on the bed so that my face looked directly into her face and hold the garment away from her as she pulled it down. A poem by Toy Derricotte, "Christmas Eve, My Mother Dressing," from her collection Captivity, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.